This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In Florida, deputies are looking for a guy accused of using an old woman's credit card to purchase a bunch of stuff, including a bunch of really nice guitars.
Oh, really?
Don't get any ideas, Chuck the Freak. Here's the story on this one now from WKMG-TV.
Well, detectives with Volusia County Sheriff's Office tell us they actually believe Demers started stealing from this victim back in 2019, but they have since put all of the pieces of their case together and are now looking for him.
Investigators say the 78-year-old victim gave mystery Shiloh Demers access to her credit card when he moved into her home to help care for her sick husband. It was supposed to be used for groceries, but according to deputies' report, days after giving it to him, large packages started showing up to the house. Demers told the victim his girlfriend was responsible for the charges and he would return them, but never did. Then they lost touch. Deputies say she found charges on her account for guitars and a storage unit that was past due on rent and already posted to a storage bidding website.
Now, detectives say once they got to the storage unit here with the search warrant, they opened up the unit to find 11 guitars and more musical equipment, adding up to about $17,000.
11 guitars, two reverb boards, seven speakers, a drum set, and music stands. Plus, detectives say he used the card to book a flight and a hotel room.
Detectives with Volusia County Sheriff's Office are now working with law enforcement up in Raleigh, North Carolina, to try and find Demers. They believe that could be where he is potentially right now, because that was the last place he used this victim's credit card to get a hotel room. In DeLand, Volusia County, I'm Molly Reed, getting results, News 6.
So the only thing that makes sense there, because he bought all of the same style guitar. Every one was a Gibson Les Paul. Different versions of it, but he just bought Gibson Les Pauls.
Mm-hmm.
He must have said, how do I get the cash? Like, I'll sell those. Probably he was going to sell them on eBay or something like that.
Possibly.
Like, I mean, I just...
Listen, if a man with a neck tattoo shows up to care for your elderly mother, and his name is Mystery.
Mystery Shiloh.
I'm just going to say pass, okay?
He was there to take care of her?
Yes, yeah. He was her caregiver.
That's crazy.
He's her caregiver.
Mystery Shiloh's here.
His name is Mystery.
Grandma, you're going to go with Mystery Shiloh today. I know he looks like he literally just got out of prison. But, yeah. He's fine. Give him your credit cards. I trust him.
Okay. I guess, family hires that guy.
I don't know.
His name's Mystery.
It's a poor decision.
Oh, so bad. Can you imagine handing him a credit card?
No.
No.
Take care of
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Then that's what happens. He spends thousands of dollars on guitars he's going to sell.
All right. Here's your credit card, Mystery. You're not going to buy a
Mystery.
Ton of guitars.
Of course not.
Can you imagine an old lady yelling for Mystery?
Mystery.
Mystery.
Help! Mystery Shiloh!
Yeah.
I got another giant package.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend keeps ordering stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
Go back. Go back to sleep.
Oh. Thank you for taking care of me, Mystery.
No problem.
Do you know that Grandma likes to be sung to sleep? If you could give her a little lullaby or something.
I do not do that.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Mystery.
Play Pour Some Sugar on Me Again. That I can do.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Def Leppard.
Of course. One-armed drummer.
Yeah.
If the caregiver looks like an evil Jesse James,
where did he even find him?
Dispatch.
I don't know.
Where did they
find him? There's got to be so many good caregivers.
Right.
With that guy.
You went with Mystery Shiloh.
There's something that's went wrong there.
Yeah. I guess it's tougher to show up with like a rock and roll name like you gave yourself, you know, when you're going to try and just be a caregiver.
Yeah.
He just looks like one of the like extra thugs in Deadpool movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a caregiver for an elderly lady.
No.
Ridiculous. Well, Tom Cruise made sure that everything you see in Top Gun Maverick is legit, even down to the actors flying in the F-18 jets. So he helped put together a special aviation training program for anyone who was going to be in the movie. He said, we worked with the Navy and the Top Gun school to formulate how to shoot it practically, because if we're going to do it, I wanted to make sure we were going to fly in the F-18s. The producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, said the aviation sequences had to be real, so the actors went through 3 months of grueling training. That training included an underwater program where they learned how to get out of an aircraft when it's landed in the water. They also learned how to operate the cameras, since they had to be their own director while they were in the air. They were filming themselves.
Right.
That's crazy.
Tom said, I had to really teach them cinematography and lighting so they understood what would look good on camera. But in the end, I'm very proud of what we all accomplished. Each one of them are extraordinary. Top Gun Maverick finally hits theaters May 27th after being delayed for a couple of years due to the pandemic.
I think Tom Cruise actually was like, do you want me to just fly? Should I just fly this jet?
Like, I think he does do a lot of that stuff.
Yes,
right?
No, he does.
Like, he asked the military if he could just fly. Just let me take it.
I'll just fly this jet.
And they were like, ah, oh, Tom.
See, and that's the part of him, even though I know he's crazy and insane, that's the part of him where I'm still like, dude, that's nuts. That's amazing.
Yeah. The dude makes pretty good movies overall. Like, he's done some good stuff, but he is weird. He is very weird. I feel like if you got a meeting with Tom Cruise about a movie, you're like, like, he eat Tums. And this is going to suck. He's going to try to make every actor learn how to fly fighter jets.
I mean, obviously, this movie made much more of an impression on Chuck than it did on me. Yeah. But still, you know, when we went to see the latest movie we went to see, and they played the trailer for this, and this music fires up.
Yeah.
You get the feels as a young guy who grew up watching Top Gun to, you know, hear that music again and know the story's going to continue was pretty cool.
I've done the, I've been doing the Al Beck with this one, where I have not watched a trailer. I have no idea what this, I've seen like little clips of what looks like Tom Cruise flying some kind of super jet.
Yep.
But that's it.
I'm not like stoked that they're doing it.
Well, I think it's going to, there's no way it's going to hit nostalgic. Well, it might hit nostalgic.
I watched the old one too. I'm like, it is ridiculous.
Oh,
and
it's
I think
so
I only
crazy.
Liked it because I saw it at the right time.
That's my thing.
It's only
that's
like
my
a time in your life as
like
a child.
Yes. Exactly. I had a jacket. I had like my grandpa was in the Air Force, so I had like a jacket.
I had the glasses. I had to get the Top Gun glasses.
Yeah.
No. It was like a real dream, you know.
We all liked it as kids.
But then when I watched it as an adult, I was like, this movie is very kind of stupid.
Exactly. It's
very stupid. They don't want that as a review.
Try to watch Iron Eagle, which was the knockoff Top Gun before Top Gun.
Don't you think insult Iron Eagle?
I love Iron Eagle. Don't
Louis
get me
Gossett
wrong.
Jr.?
Don't get me wrong. I love it. But man, if you go back,
Iron Eagle 2 is just as good.
I don't know if
I think it'll do well, though. I do think it's going to do some big box office. Part of nostalgia, and part it's appealing to a whole new generation, right? Like, my kid wants to see it, and he never he's never seen the original. We're going to watch it. So I'll let you know if I think it's crappy, because I haven't seen it in years.
It has a chance of being, like, as a movie, better than the first one.
Yes, it does, actually.
I think they're going to be, like, back then, they're like, have them sing at bars and play volleyball and do all that stuff.
A couple guys joshing around on a volleyball courts. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Everybody was like... Everybody in that movie, I swear to God, every time I watch it, they're really wet.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what do you mean, moist?
They're moist. They're moist.
Even in the locker rooms, like post-shower, like I think that they could...
Was like, there was like a moisture guy on set that was like,
how did he get that job?
You fellas need more moisture.
James's new gig, Moisture Man.
I am here to apply for the Moisture Man job. I will keep your men extra moist. I am an expert at male moisture.
Yeah, like even when it was like a bit role, like so one of the other pilots like had to call that Charlie girl to be like,
Mav just left.
Yeah, he's like dripping.
You know, he's dripping. He's like dripping.
Everybody has like sweat on their face just dripping off.
Yeah, slow motion dripping.
I know. That's the last time I watched that. I was like, oh, God, everybody's so moist.
Yeah, I love that.
Moist. Will they be as moist in Top Gun 2?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't know if they make
the original
movies.
Moisture Boy on Top Gun. And,
they bring you back?
They didn't call me.
Oh, yet. No. Yeah.
You believe it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Be careful what you have on your phone. A woman in Brandon, Florida, decided she wanted to kill her now ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
After looking through his phone while he was in the shower.
Sure.
She lost her mind.
What did she find?
What did she find on his phone? Let's get the story on how this one played out. We're off to Tampa Bay's WFLA for the details. Listen in.
I retrieve my phone and get help.
Sheriff Chad Cronister says something the suspect saw on her ex-boyfriend's cell phone made her so irate and irrational that she wanted to kill him.
Our victim was running for his life.
Sheriff Chad Cronister says the victim managed to escape his ex-girlfriend's apartment. Next, he hopped over this iron fence for running across the street to call 911 at the preschool.
I did stay the night, and we took a shower. When I got out, she had my phone and a gun trained on me and said she was going to kill me. I literally had to run out of the house.
After deputies Michael Castelli and Christina Gauthier responded to the Heaven Sent Daycare Center on South Kings Avenue, the sheriff says 39-year-old Terrell Green pulled into the parking lot in this red sedan.
She was there today in this parking lot to finish the job that she had started.
The sheriff says his deputy spotted a handgun in Green's car, and Deputy Gauthier shot the suspect in the upper body. While the Florida Department of Law Enforcement takes over the investigation, the sheriff says he's proud of his deputy's actions to keep others safe.
These students were never in any type of harm's way. The only person that was injured here today, thankfully, was the suspect. And again, she chose this.
And tonight, deputies tell us the suspect's injuries are not life-threatening. Once she gets out of the hospital, she will be booked into the Hillsborough County Jail on charges of aggravated assault with a firearm and false imprisonment. And Josh, the sheriff's office has placed the deputy who fired her gun on administrative leave as the investigation continues.
What did she find on his phone?
Nudes, girlfriend chats.
Pictures of,
WhatsApp.
She became irate, almost irrational.
He did a full horror movie escape.
He had a fence. He was nude.
Run around, trying to get in cars. Like.
Nude, hopping a fence, running into a daycare.
Yeah, I mean, that's that lady was scary.
Oh, God. He was going to die. He knew he was going to die.
She found pictures of him with another man.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's just your take on this?
That's my guess.
That's okay. Just joshing around.
Joshing around.
Totally platonic.
Yeah.
Ignore that photo.
Guys, joshing around. Sell down.
Just ignore that photo of the genitals in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
That was simply a bro job.
Yeah.
Just doing a guy a favor.
Funny. That's just funny stuff.
We text that to all of our buddies and we laugh.
Yeah. I know I'd be dead if I was in a scenario like that. Like, I'm in the shower. And then I have to get in a foot race with someone who's going to clearly be in better shape than me.
Yep.
And then I have to hop a metal fence. No, I'm dead.
Bad scene.
I'm dead.
Most guys probably would not have made it.
Yeah, probably
You've
got to
be in a certain shape, I guess.
Yeah, that's what they say.
In good shape and not very well hung.
Why is that?
It's going to get caught on the fence.
Oh. Exactly. I'd be worried about my low hangers.
I'd be scared if Dave had to hop a fence nude. But,
oh my God, yeah.
He's going to castrate himself.
It'd be good if he went first. He could throw it over and then get help.
Yeah. Help you climb over.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He never said what he got on the was on the phone. They never revealed.
They never revealed what was on the phone.
Had to be, right?
That's the only thing that's going to... Well, no, I don't want to say that.
Like chat.
She became irate, almost irrational after she went through his phone. She then pointed a gun at him and said she was going to kill him.
Yep.
It's got to be cheating. Right? It's got to be cheating.
They said ex, like, so they were not.
Well, so I think she
but he's dangerous. In her shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were.
Yeah, but
maybe he said, I'm done.
Oh, no, but is that what made them done? Like, are they ex because you just chased me with a gun? I really do think if she was going to kill him, she would have killed him right in the shower, but because she never shot.
To say ex, they've already broken up.
That's what I would have
before this happened. So they were, I mean, it was one more hookup, and then
I don't know.
He's like, baby, I'm done with her. I'm coming back with you. And then she's like, okay. And then she goes through his phone and is like, oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Well, what'd you think?
I know, right? I know. But she apparently didn't.
A guy like that, though, definitely, you know, it's risky.
Oh, it's risky. Sure.
It's real risky.
It's risky.
Don't leave your phone out when you shower if you're a guy like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think anyone who just has the confidence in themselves to just leave chats and leave nudes. Like, do you not think that someone is plotting to get in your phone? You should.
You always should. Absolutely. A 29-year-old guy in Minnesota is charged with assault, accused of pointing a wizard's wand at a hotel employee while screaming at them.
I wonder if the hotel guy was a nerd, too. He's like, Eeky!
Yeah, exactly.
He knows what that's magic!
He knows what it could do, right?
If you say the right combination of words, I will turn into a toad.
Take whatever you want.
Oh, God.
29-year-old Skylar Eros Dupree Thomas.
Yep.
Is charged with assault and trespassing in connection with this incident at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Bloomington, Minnesota. Thomas used a 16-inch wand that he had made himself out of a stick during this incident.
Okay, well, that's even more bizarre.
Which prompted the hotel employee to pull out a gun in an effort to defend himself against the wand. What?
That's the funniest standoff of all time.
It really is. I'm fighting a wizard.
Police responded to a report of a person with a weapon at the Hyatt Place Hotel. This happened about 12 a.m. Thomas admitted he had a wand on him. He was referencing a stick that he'd fashioned to look like a wizard's wand, about 16 inches long. The hotel employee called police, said Thomas walked into the hotel and extended his wand.
Yeah.
Said some sort of spell and said he wanted a key. The worker asked him to leave.
Here's your key.
But Thomas argued with him. The worker said, you're trespassing. You're going to have to leave.
Rimmel Snicks. Bibble Bix. Quadribble Jix. Who knows what that just did?
I just turned into a toad!
Ribbit! See?
Ribbit!
See?
He continued to wave his wand around in the hotel employee's face. Thomas said the worker said the wand came within 3 feet of him. So he pulled out a handgun and pointed it at the man. The worker apparently has a permit to carry.
Yeah, it would have been a way different Lord of the Rings movie if they could have had guns.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you shall not.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The worker called 911 and followed Thomas, who turned around and pointed the wand at the victim again. The worker then kicked the wand holder a couple of times.
So it sounds like this guy was never in any danger. His nerdy wand man comes in, yes. Points it 3 feet away from him, and this guy was going to shoot him and then kicked him.
He was wanting to take out some aggression.
Yeah. Just ready to kill a Harry Potter fan.
They say this man appeared unfazed by the employee pointing a gun at him, believing in the powers of his wand.
Oh, man.
Gun versus wand. Generally doesn't work out.
Jeez. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Don't bring a wand to a gunfight either.
No.
Unless it's real.
Well, I guess yes. If you believe it's real, I guess that's...
Oh, that doesn't do it.
Part of the problem.
Yeah,
part of the problem here.
Yeah.
I just don't know what I'd do if someone pointed a wand at me. I don't think I'd feel threatened.
No, of course not.
I just keep doing the paperwork I was doing.
No,
I,
you're not getting a key, man. I don't care about your wand. All right.
Yeah. Maybe if you've read up on your Harry Potter novels, you'd realize how dangerous that wand is.
Exactly.
Especially in the hands of a wizard like Voldemort.
Well, I mean, show me something. If you blow something up on my desk, okay, yes, fine. Okay, now it's
prove it.
Let's see what you can do with that.
Yeah, light this candle.
Yeah, do something. Move that table.
I don't have to prove to you that my magic wand can do anything. I'm telling you right now, if you don't give me the key, I'm going to make your wiener fall off.
All right. Oh, my wiener. Key. Okay, well, then fine. Not worth it.
I can't take that.
Not worth taking the chance.
Give me some of those little shampoo bottles, too.
They're all yours.
Is that the one with conditioner?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of your wiener falling off, I'm not sure if that's a side effect if you do this, but I wouldn't recommend it. Fox News host Tucker Carlson is being roasted online after suggesting that men should undergo testicle tanning as a way to increase their testosterone.
Well, this is all over the place right now.
Oh, yeah. It started trending yesterday. I saw the hashtag testicle tanning and went, what?
They said he made some kind of documentary about males.
He's promoting an upcoming documentary about masculinity that features, well,
the bow tie guy's doing a masculinity documentary?
Yeah, exactly.
Very homoerotic clips of half-naked men doing all sorts of things.
That's what everybody says about it. Yeah. It's homoerotic.
Joshing around.
Couple guys joshing around.
Joshing around.
So he's like the Gwyneth Paltrow for men?
For men, yes.
That he's trying to be.
Yeah.
The 52-year-old is gearing up to release a series of new documentaries for season 2 of his show, Tucker Carlson Originals. One of the episodes is going to be entitled The End of Men. It's going to focus on the total collapse of testosterone levels in American men. And we'll showcase some of the things that Tucker Carlson thinks men can do to fix it. One of them being ball tanning.
Yeah.
When I think of a man, I think of Tucker Carlson.
Exactly, exactly.
There's a preview of a clip of these guys doing it. This is kind of promoting this whole thing. Just take a listen. Manly men doing manly things.
Couple guys joshing around, fighting, and then kissing,
and then tanning their balls. And then you'll flip tires.
Society collapses. Then you're in hard times. Well, hard iron sharpens iron, as they say, and those hard times inevitably produce men who are tough, men who are resourceful, men who are strong enough to survive. And then they go on to reestablish order, and so the cycle begins again.
James, do you like it so far?
I do, but none of those things that they talk about even come close to describing Tucker Carlson.
No,
it's the exact opposite of this guy, Mr. Bowtie.
Yeah. Well, he's not starring in it, right? Or is
he? Well, he's presenting, it. You won't see him doing any of that stuff. No.
But all those dudes hitting stuff with the axe, yes. Yeah. Shirtless guy. I don't know what that weird ball tanning device was, but.
Well, that's what they say you should do. So this clip. Just Google testicle tanning. It'll bring up the story here. But they are wrestling, they're milking cows, and they're testicle tanning. Half-naked guy shooting off rifles, chopping wood, taking an ice bath, other masculine things. And then it cuts to this guy standing on a rock with no clothes on in front of a giant machine that projects a red light into his crotch, tanning his private parts. A lot of people thought it was very homoerotic and outright weird. The guy behind this, who's promoting this on this Tucker Carlson documentary, talks about it here in another clip. Take a listen in.
You saw in the clip there, if you want to optimize and take it to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy.
Yes.
And the Juve that we were using in the documentary, there's a massive amount
Which is testicle tanning.
It's testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy. Uh-huh. Which has massive amount of benefits. And there's so much data out there that isn't being picked up on or covered.
So, obviously, half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy.
That's a man.
But my view is, okay, testosterone levels have crashed, and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy.
I think.
So, why is it crazy to seek solutions?
It's not crazy to seek solutions, and I think... I was recently exposed to a term called bromeopathy, and I think there's a lot of people out there right now that
told you guys.
Don't trust the mainstream information.
Bromeopathy?
Yeah, you can't trust the mainstream.
It's a scientific term for joshing around.
Yeah. How do you stay so young looking, James?
Bromeotherapy. Yeah. AKA joshing around with my boys.
Okay. Yeah. How much joshing?
Well, that's a trade secret.
Okay.
All it's right. a formula
that I can... It all depends how cut you want to get. You know what I mean?
You want to be cut up like Jason the Jew? Well,
yeah, he's doing a
There's
ton.
A lot of bromeotherapy involved.
Exactly. So much.
If you want to look like me or Chuck, less bromeotherapy.
It's less.
More joshing.
So red light therapy is a treatment that uses low wavelength red light to improve your skin's appearance, like reducing wrinkles, scars, redness, and acne. To date, there's a lot of ongoing research, publication of small studies, and lots of discussion on the internet about the effectiveness of this at all. Some studies do show promise, but the full effectiveness of it has yet to be determined, they say.
There's like a study that's out there that says you get like 200% testosterone boost if you put your balls in sunlight, basically.
Yeah, did we talk about that before?
Well, we talked about suntanning your anus.
Oh, yeah, there's the butt right?
We did talk about suntanning your anus before, at least. Remember that guy?
Start the day that way.
Lift up to the sun.
So, did I forget?
Yeah.
So for weeks and weeks, like before Tucker even got his hands into this, it's been all over TikTok. All these guys who are like fitness people claiming like, hey, if you really want to take your testosterone to like the next level.
You know I do.
This is the thing to do. You buy one of these red lights and you sit on the ground and you
squat over.
Assume the position.
Funny enough, up next on Tucker Carlson's show last night was Kid Rock.
This is the other guy I've modeled my life
and,
after.
And he wasn't sure what was going on.
Rock, ladies and gentlemen. So our cameraman, Tom Fox, is in your house right now.
He is. Dude, stop. Testicle tanning. Come on. I mean, I haven't heard anything that good in a long time.
Open your mind, Bobby.
I'm starting a punk rock band, and it's called Testicle Tanning. That's the end of it.
Oh. I don't like Tucker Carlson.
No.
He's the only guy who'll talk about UFOs, too. It's really
He just looks like a bad guy from a really bad 80s movie if you put a sweater around his neck.
And he had a convertible.
He's saying one of the biggest stories of our lifetimes is the total collapse of testosterone levels in American men. The levels are declining by about 10% per decade, completely changing the way people are at the most fundamental level. And one of the things you can do about it is testicle tanning.
So is he doing it then?
No, I mean, there's no chance.
He needs to do it.
No.
You saw his shoes.
Are
right?
you tanning your balls, Tucker?
He needs to, because look at the guy.
I actually just saw a clip of him pull out a thing of chew and like snap it and then put, and I was like,
really?
it shocked me to my core that he would chew tobacco.
Tucker.
Like,
that
you know, like
shocking.
You pull it
out. I wouldn't even put that together.
I was like, is that a stunt double?
That guy is something else.
Yeah. Someone said, I'm going to hook up one of those lights under my gaming desk, just sit there nude playing Fortnite.
Man.
Just tan your undercarriage away.
Be careful, though, because time flies and you don't want a sunburn down there.
Or cook those nuts into some hot roasted nuts.
Probably the real sun is the best. And, you know, when we talked about the anal sunning, when they would do that. They felt great. They didn't know why they felt great. Now it's maybe like for any of the guys that are doing it, it might make some sense now. It's like, oh man, your testosterone goes up 200% from doing it. Like that would make you feel great as a guy.
Oh, that would make you feel incredible.
You know,
take on the world.
But
chop some wood.
Yeah.
Wrestle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you're talking, Dave.
Yeah.
Get that shirt off. Get in here.
Exactly.
Chop
get
some wood and wrestle.
Shirt off. Get in here.
You should see our little CrossFit gym style setup. It's like you wrestle first.
The joshing room.
Yeah, the joshing room.
Someone said, why you call it joshing? It should be called chucking around.
Yeah.
Not bad. Well, that could be the modern day slang.
Just chucking around.
Yeah. A couple guys chucking. Mm-hmm. You know?
So, yeah, if you were wondering why testicle tanning was trending yesterday, that's why. They're suggesting it's the key.
I'll give it a whirl. See what's
let us know. You report back.
Yeah, I got a lot of these lights, you know, for different plants. And
you got a lot of red lights?
I got all sorts of lights.
I feel like the manliest thing Tucker Carlson's ever done is, like, light a candle.
Yeah, like as he built a campfire.
That's him being outdoorsy.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Doctors in Italy had to get creative after being faced with an unusual medical predicament. A 31-year-old guy had come into the emergency room with a 23-inch rubber dick up in him.
That's crazy.
23 inches.
Yeah.
Strategically placed exactly where you think it was.
Uh-huh.
The initial exam determined the object was not removable by hand, like they were hoping.
So it was too far in.
That left Dr. Lorenzo Discoridi. And his Italian surgical staff to get creative. And they decided to go all MacGyver. After some trial and error, they were able to put together some medical wire through a stent tube that they looped around the thing. They pretty much lassoed it.
Yeah.
This big dong.
Probably right by the head.
And pulled it away from the walls of the colon and were eventually able to remove it that way.
So they had to try to defeat the suction.
They had like a tug of war with it.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did. You're right. Seeing the x-ray of this, look, that's the top of it. It takes up half of his torso.
Yeah. You don't think you have parts that'll do that, but.
That's insane. There's like so many vertebrae. Yeah,
is this the biggest thing we've ever seen in someone?
No, it's not.
It's not? 23 inches long?
Not me.
Well, you've been around some
not
different
for me.
Circles. Look at that. That's how is the man alive? How do you shove 23 inches in you?
Let's get real here. That is up near his ribs.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's up near his ribs.
It's like it's tickling his lungs.
That's the head of it right there.
Yeah.
It goes all the way down.
And then might even curve at the end.
Yeah, you're right. It might right here, right?
Mm-hmm. He's full, I'll tell you that.
The procedure was a success. They got it out of the guy.
They kicked him right out of Italy right after that. You got to go, though.
Hey,
you got to go.
I'm glad you're alive, but you're out.
We fixed you, but
we can't have that record
off
yet.
Off to France with you.
That's the little MacGyver device they created to lasso that dong in him.
Yeah, I bet the guy who even thought of that was hesitant to even He didn't.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. You ever do this before?
You know, it was probably a lot of ribbon he took.
You lassoed dogs before, huh? Mr. Idea Man.
They say we finally succeeded in the extraction of the device, catching the distal edge of the dildo with this guide wire lasso.
The same tool they used to get that kitten out of that pipe. Couple weeks ago.
It really is the exact same thing.
But they now have this new technique as a valid option to remove large foreign bodies from the colon and rectum when they can't get it out by hand.
Gonna save it, put it somewhere.
Yeah.
For the next one.
It's now an official medical device.
Yeah.
Get the dildo hook.
Yeah. Hope they get a new string every time.
Yeah.
Just throw that in the dishwasher. Yeah. You're fine. Put it on the autoclad or whatever they use to. Yeah. Sterilize.
Oh my God. Someone said there's a photo of it removed. Mm-hmm. It's huger than you'd think.
Oh no. I mean, that thing's gigantic.
Article.
Let's see here.
You can tell how big it is, but to probably see it outside of the body
would be shocking.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Is this in here? It's hard to tell.
It's just nuts to me that you're
different legs.
God. 12 inches would be terrible. So then add 11 more.
Crazy way to spend your evening.
It is.
How long does it take you to get that much up in you?
About 2 seconds, if you're the right guy.
Depends on how much practice you've had.
Yeah.
And what kind of brand of lubricant you're using.
What would be really sad is if someone did this to him. Like it was payback for something. You know, like, hey, heard you talk to Jimmy the Fish. Bad move.
I love this guy holding his stomach. Oh, no.
Yeah. Come on.
Where's the...
What
is that? What in the world is that?
Streaker impales himself on metal fence after attempting to jump it.
Oh, that's in him good. You know?
Oh, my God. That went right up his beehole.
Yeah.
That was not what I was expecting.
It's in him good.
Oh, no.
That really did. Took the edge off the 23-inch.
Yeah. One hurts worse.
I don't know if this is it. Yeah, this is the one.
The photos
won't load for some.
I can't find it.
No, and this is a different one.
Yeah, that's old. Super old.
And then it leads to all sorts of really bad porno.
Well, sure, yeah. You can't put Italian 23-inch and not get a million pornos.
Yeah. I don't know, the Italian grandmas look like it might be in a... Is their sex as good as their sauce?
Definitely not.
It's not great.
The dildo lasso.
Yeah.
You will not see any dongs this year in Key West.
Please.
There's a major change coming to Key West's infamous Fantasy Fest event. City leaders have made the decision to turn this notoriously raunchy celebration into something that focuses more on the area's culture, history, and natural resources. In other words, no nudity, no fantasy zone, like always. There's going to be fines if the body painting is too inappropriate. And there's going to be times when inappropriate costumes are even banned. Traditionally, Fantasy Fest happens over a week in October, but they say it probably will kill it, that they'll find another place to hold this now that they banned all the stuff they love there.
So, like, Key West, I guess, for a long time, remained this place, this, like, place of freedom for people. It just somehow wasn't overtaken by the corporate.
It seems to me that it's like there's a lot of people there that, and I've never been, I just heard people talk about Key West, but it always seems to me like people that live there are like almost parrot heads.
Yeah.
But they're not. No, like, they're just like Key West. They love vibe. That, like, vacation.
Yeah.
They're Key West people. It's the only thing that you can say.
It's a crazy area.
We went to Key West years ago.
For Fantasy Fest?
No.
Yeah.
We actually had no idea. It was the week after Fantasy Fest, and the people there were telling us stories of stuff that was going on. And basically, it's just a gigantic orgy for a week. That's how they described it. There was, like, someone was having sex over there, someone was doing this over there, someone was banging someone over. Like, it just turns into a straight out sex fest.
Right.
So maybe it just got out of control.
When I went, I just went to Hemingway's house and ate key lime pie. It's a little bit different.
It seems like that's the other thing. That's the only other thing I know about Key West.
But don't you think like that's what's happening more and more? That people that just want to go to Hemingway's house and eat key lime pie, there's more of them now.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Than what it used to be. Like some, and I don't understand it because if you go down there, it's like the water is like blue, like you're in the Caribbean. Like it's
beautiful.
It's an amazing, beautiful place.
They don't have great beaches, though.
No, they don't have great beaches.
It's got really bad Harley Quinns there, too, according to that picture.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's Grandma Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Grandma Quinn.
So, yeah, this is some of the stuff from past Fantasy Fest right there. There's Chuck and James.
Yeah, there's me and I was Captain America.
I was
Captain America.
Chuck and James. Oh, my God. So you're wearing see-through thongs.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to talk him into wearing that outfit.
Not that
he thought
long,
the small shield was going to make him
James is see-through, but Chuck's isn't.
Chuck's like, the shield's going to make me look silly. It's too small. It's like, you're fine.
Wanted a real
shield.
Big shield, you know?
No one's looking
at
your shield.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, look at that. Well, that someone said they were there, and it basically is, it was 90% naked senior citizens.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's like the... It's like the Burning Man of the villages.
The Burning Villages.
My God, that's terrible.
Sounds, what a terrible description.
Crazy. Yeah. The Burning Man of the villages.
That's so nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of...
No, oh, I think I saw that woman at the Armada Fair one time.
This one here?
At the Stars.
Tiddy McGillicuddy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Now, look at the... Look there, yeah. Oh, wow. Her stuff's right out. Is his, too? Is that...
I'm guessing...
They must not be making enough money off of it. To
but it looks packed. How could you not? And these are some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. She's
no, but
topless.
I think what it is, it's you're now seeing it make the turn into just another one of these corporate vacation spots where for I don't know how it remained half. It had half of that. But then
of Chuck and James from their second year there.
Well,
that was night number two.
Keep going back and finding tons of it.
We had to change up our outfits.
Yeah, that's when we greased each other up and we dressed as ballerinas.
I mean, it looks big just look. Like a big swinger fest, right? That's
couple
what
guys
it was.
Josh around. That was us. As
it seems like a pervy cosplay fest.
It's a strange place.
Yeah. Well, didn't all the big television morning shows, they used to send people down and they would like do interviews during this time and they were just hoping to God like nothing would get shown.
Oh, during Fantasy
Fest?
Yeah,
they're really,
I don't know.
I
don't
think they covered it.
You must be thinking
like,
of something else.
New Year's Eve, they would do something.
I don't think they do Fantasy Fest. It's too risque for like mainstream TV.
Maybe Mardi Gras?
No. It was like, I'm pretty sure it was this Key West thing.
Captain Titty Hooks.
Not a bad look. James, what about that? We put the
there you guys
down
go.
There.
There's your look.
Yeah, that was us dressed up, you know?
That was for the formal dinner.
Yeah.
And then there's your night attire.
Yeah, well, that's...
You have the wolf headdress.
Yeah, that was the furry outfit we had.
It's pretty nuts, some of the stuff that's happened here through the years, but I guess it's over now.
But this thing, like, I can't believe that Key West was able to do this kind of thing for as long, like being as cool
this
as it is down there.
Some of the body paint they're going to be cracking down on, right? Like they're this
oh yeah,
oh, just got
stuff, their stuff yeah. straight out.
Yeah,
it's just paint over nude bodies.
That's nobody's fantasy.
Just theirs, Andy. Just theirs. I mean, we can all appreciate some stuff, but then there's this stuff.
That's
did you
mostly
see
that? Other,
it's mostly say, that. Yeah, I would say.
Right? So was that Granny Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
Well, I think it was Colonel Sanders there. I don't need Jesus to see tricycle. Him.
Oh, someone said when they went, they met Blowjob Betty at Captain Tony's. Does she just dole out blowjobs the whole time?
I'm guessing that that's her
blowjob
name.
Blowjob Betty.
I'm guessing that's her
name.
Oh, deal.
My God. What is she? Can we Google her?
I mean,
you can guess what her breath smells.
Blowjob Betty at Captain Tony's.
Lizzie's. This is a very specific search.
Very specific.
I can't wait till that shows up in my history.
I mean, unfortunately, a guy wrote a song called that.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Lisa.
Yeah, it's just
lots of blowjob Betty porn. I'm not sure we'll ever find Key West blowjob.
Lots of Betty.
Well,
this one, wieners out of their mouth.
Oh, my God. Which one of these is blowjob Betty? These
all
this
of
popped
them.
Up.
Look at the guy on
I
the
think
far,
you can tell which
far
one.
Right. You have to do. Yeah, it's
really bad bodies there.
Yes, for sure. Adam's with us here. Adam, you lived in Key West. What do you think of this?
Yeah, so I think Fantasy Fest is it overshadows the Goomba Festival that goes on during that time too, which is all the different type of foods you can eat. Like it's all different ethnics down there, so you can eat Cuban, Indian. You know, it's a huge festival. They shut down the whole Duval Street.
Right.
You know, it's really good, though. I mean, that was like my highlight of living down there back in 2009 was all the food.
Oh,
I mean, Fantasy Fest was sweet, but that was way more
appealing, for sure. That sounds more appealing to all of us. Eddie, what about you?
Excuse me?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I was just actually calling in. I've thought about calling in a lot of different times, but I lived in Key West for 10 years.
Okay.
Anything you guys ever wonder about, like, I could be your local info on that.
Okay, so how crazy did Fantasy Fest get? Was it just a big swingers festival? Was it just out-of-control sex? What's the deal?
A little bit of everything. It's the crazy stuff seemed to stay off the main streets. There's certain bars and clubs that let more stuff fly. But I mean, I've seen it all down there. It's been a lot of inappropriate stuff, a lot of stuff you'd dream about seeing. But and the answer to your thing about it starting to change, it all happened after Irma because everything got wiped out and then corporate did come in and buy stuff.
Yeah, I wondered what happened down there.
And so someone described it as 90% nude seniors. Would you say that's correct or no?
It's not that high, but it's definitely there's some stuff that you don't want to see, but you take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely out there. I mean, perfect example, my first one that I went to, I didn't have a costume, so I was like, okay, I'll look like somebody that just escaped some type of dungeon or whatever and put on some like bruised makeup, some boxer shorts and broken handcuffs, and I went downtown and there was places I couldn't get into because I had too much stuff on.
Oh, wow.
Boxer shorts.
Yeah, too much stuff.
Yeah, well, that time that I did get in somewhere, there was like a 6'9", 400-pound guy on with a Darth Vader hat and cape and just a rubber band holding back his junk.
Oh, wow. That was my look. I was going to do that.
to the point of danger.
Yeah.
That kind of caught me off guard. But
yo, sure. Absolutely, it will. Acceptably so. All right, Eddie. Thanks, man. Tom, you are going to Fantasy Fest this year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I was there this year.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Already, yeah.
And let me tell you what, from 18 to 80, I mean, if I took 200 pictures, 15 of them I might have been able to post. Like, because there's that much debauchery going on.
Right. Just nude people everywhere.
Just nude. I mean, so inappropriate. But I mean, you know, if you have any kind of like you guys, I would sure would have a good time because you
right.
like the humor. I mean, you would feel like you were in with your people for sure.
Yes, that's what we're after.
No.
I think you're right.
All right,
Dave would feel right at home.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Lisa just ready to party.
That's it. Eating her key lime pie,
yeah.
Watching all the nudes.
Yeah.
So some woman sent us an email. She said, "My boyfriend and I accidentally ended up at Fantasy Fest unknowingly last year. Mm. We were supposed to go to Mexico, but the trip fell through and we figured, okay, Key West is easy and there's no COVID requirements, so let's go." She said, "We had no idea it was Fantasy Fest." Mm. "The first day at 9 a.m., we almost got picked up by accident by a group of swingers just trying to get a breakfast sandwich."
Yep.
"I like to smoke weed, so they offered me some pot and I followed them very stupidly. My poor boyfriend doesn't smoke weed and has Catholic guilt. I think he had to say about a million Hail Marys after that. But yes, there's a lot of senior citizens and a lot of body paint."
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get all that. You're going to get it all.
I feel like you could smell ointments and stuff in the air.
The smell of ointments in the air.
That's the smell of Fantasy Fest. Take it in.
Strawberries and Bengay.
Now, Evan in Fort Myers, you were at Fantasy Fest years ago. What did you see?
I was 19. It was pretty gross. It was a man in a wheelchair with a peg leg dildo, and he was having sex with a woman with a peg leg dildo in the street, and people were videotaping it, and he thought it was awesome, but it was disgusting. And they were probably like 60.
Yep.
You're going to see that.
Yeah.
You're going to see the peg leg pirate.
The Fantasy Fest version of their stump grinder.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yep.
Was there anything good there to see, Evan? There's got to be some goodness, right?
There was like, I think there was a couple like good looking women, but it was like there was a parade and it was pretty cool. Like Ryan Jeremy was there throwing out bees and I thought that was pretty funny. But other than that, it was pretty gross for a 19-year-old.
I was going to say, right, like, you have to think about your standards as a 19-year-old.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're pretty high. It might be better to go as like an older man or older couple.
As your standards loosen,
yeah,
the sights get better.
Yeah,
right.
Which is probably why it's crawling with old dudes.
But even just the pictures we brought up, because you think the hot chicks would be posted, right? They take pictures of that.
Yeah,
I'd say it's saw 10% good.
Yeah, it's tough to find, you know.
Yeah, there was. I didn't really see anything.
Also, could you even imagine? So, like, there's one good-looking girl with her clothes off. Even imagine the sea of male humanity that has surrounded that person with their phone out.
Oh my God!
It wouldn't even be worth getting close to all the boners that you'd have to wade through. No thanks.
Sea of boners.
No thanks.
No, so again, if you're planning to head to Fantasy Fest this year, just know there'll be no nudity, and they're going to crack down on inappropriate body painting and all sorts of other dirty stuff that they had been letting slide.
The Food Fest thing seems interesting, but if that's the same time, that's no good.
No, I'm sure it's not. It can't be the same time. You can't have
wieners
and gumbo.
You go, you gaze at some meat, and then you come over here and you try some tasty meat.
Sounds all right.
I'm not complaining.
Coming up, idiot criminal of the day. What did a guy try to do with his cocaine when the cops showed up at the house? Let's find out right now. Shall we? Yes.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Police in Maine were at a home the other day searching for a woman who was wanted for violating the conditions of her release. As they're talking to her at the front door, they notice something out the back door.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
They noticed a guy run out and try and hide some cocaine in the woods.
Oh, that's just my boyfriend.
Police say they believed 35-year-old Grace Barter was violating her release from jail. So they went to her home. A 39-year-old guy said, oh, yeah, she's inside. I'll be right back. That's when they noticed, as they were talking to her, the boyfriend run into the woods and bury an item in leaves with his foot.
Nonchalant, yeah.
Skin some air. When they checked it out, turned out to be $8,000 worth of cocaine.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot.
He was also arrested.
Yep.
He's facing a couple of charges now. They were both taken to the Waldo County Jail.
Showing the picture. Yeah.
There we go. That's the dude who was a really bad cocaine hider. And that's the lady they were there to arrest.
They look like cocaine folk.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, if he had just let them take her back to jail, I'm sure there was no reason to search the place, right? They were just there to get her.
Right.
That's it. They just wanted to take her.
Yeah.
He was, I think, right.
Yeah, when you have coke, and maybe even you're on some coke, he might have thought I should hide this.
I bet cops talking to people on coke. It's probably one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
Something's going on here.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.